30 years ago today, Richard Nixon left the office of President of the United States. He resigned in disgrace, first with a letter, and later that afternoon with a speech to his staff.
And so I say to you on this occasion, we leave. We leave proud of the people who have stood by us and worked for us and served this country.
President Nixon on August 9, 1974. News analyst Daniel Shore covered the Watergate scandal. He even earned a place on the Nixon enemies list. Today, he looks back at the Nixon resignation.
The precise moment was 11:35 a.m. when Secretary of State Henry Kissinger received and initialed a terse letter of resignation. The nation seemed to heave a collective sigh of relief. Vice President Gerald Ford, sworn in as president, called the resignation one of Nixon's finest personal decisions. But still hanging in the air is the question, did Nixon resign with the expectation of a pardon from Ford that would shield him from criminal action after almost certain impeachment? Ford has acknowledged that a week earlier, August 1st, Nixon Chief of Staff Alexander Haig broached the idea of resolving the crisis by resignation, followed by a pardon from the new president. Haig provided a legal memo explaining the almost unlimited pardon power of the president. 2 months later, before a congressional committee investigating the pardon, Ford acknowledged the Haig meeting, but asserted emphatically there was no deal. In Ford's mind, there may have been none. Nixon, freed from prosecution, his pension intact, may have thought otherwise. The rest of his life until his death in 1994, Nixon devoted to travels, speeches, and books on foreign policy, conducting a sort of campaign for ex-president. In time, he and I managed to have civil relations, and he even praised one of my NPR analyses. That does not change the fact that his presidency is remembered for wiretaps, surveillance, break-ins, and payoffs to witnesses. It is remembered also for having given the word gate a new meaning, like Korea Gate, Iran Gate, and Monica Gate. But what is best remembered is that since Nixon, no president has been fully trusted by the American people. This is Daniel Shore.